everyone, and welcome to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf, and with us today is an outstanding student athlete from Hendrick Hudson High School, captain of the cross-country team, and she also takes part in winter and spring track. Her name is Isolda McManus. Isolda, good morning. Nice to see you this morning.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Now, Isolda, the Con Edison Award is in its 70th year, and you are remarkably the 115th winner at Hendrick Hudson. Last year there were four, and I think you know these young people: Jen Gugelman swimming, Callie Pedoriano from volleyball, James Riley, a teammate of yours in track, Caitlin Weimer basketball. What does winning the award mean to you?
Yeah, it's definitely an honor to win such a prestigious award that's been presented to so many talented student athletes in the area, and especially from Hendrick Hudson in the past.
Well, as our listeners will find out in the next 15 minutes or so, you are certainly a very worthy winner. Now, Isolda, when did you start running?
So I started running modified winter track in seventh grade, and I was also playing field hockey and lacrosse, and then eventually over the next 3 years, I transitioned into running all three seasons with some encouragement from my coach.
And who or what got you started in running? I understand your parents are both athletes, correct?
Yeah, so my parents were both college athletes, so sports have always played a big role in our family. Once I started running winter in seventh grade, I kind of got hooked, and especially my first year on varsity, I got pretty into it.
Now, on October 24th, you ran the 5K up at Milton, a time of 19 minutes, 4.5 seconds. You led all of the girls in Westchester, Putnam, and Rockland who participated. Same in the 4K dual meet, 15:46. Last Saturday in the Conference II League D championship race, 19:07, and that was a minute faster than any of the other competition. So congratulations on that outstanding showing. Now, Isolda, I understand cross-country and running a little bit different this year because of the pandemic. A lot of the running done up in Milton. How is that going?
It's great to be able to get up there and run a full 5K and compete with all these other teams. We've been really lucky and thankful to be up there racing. It's definitely a little bit different running with in the smaller heats against only three or four schools. But yeah, we've been really excited to get to run up there.
Yeah, well, you know, I think all of the student athletes this fall are just very thankful to be out there competing and willing to you know, put up with some of the protocol issues that we have to deal with. So I'm certainly glad to hear that. Now, tell us a little bit about your training, Isolda. I know you're pretty much active all year, but how would you get ready for a typical cross country season in the fall?
So I definitely think this year, this spring, I was definitely really sad to lose my spring season, but I also think it kind of gave me a chance to step back from racing for a little bit, refocus in on my training, get more into that. And over the summer, I definitely increased my training a lot since last summer. Scheduling out each week, getting in a good routine.
Now, one thing that's always intrigued me, Isolda, about long distance runners is the mental aspect of it. All right. It's a long run. Sometimes you're out there by yourself. The finish line is not around the corner. Maybe you're aching a little bit. It's not your best day. What do you do to deal with that mental aspect of long distance running?
So I get pre-race nerves a lot, but I think reminding myself before the race, that I love running and I love the sport, and going out there to run hard and have a good time and just getting excited with my team before the race. And then also a personal strategy is I like to pick a song before the race and then play it in my head while I'm running.
Hey, that sounds good. And it certainly is working. Now, some of Isolda's accolades, and just too many to mention. She's been all county three times, all league nine times. She holds school records in indoor track and spring track for the 1500 meter run, the mile run, the 3200 meter relay, distance medley relay, 4x1600 meter relay. So congratulations on all of that. And there's a lot more where those came from as well. Now, Isolde, let's move into the classroom for just a moment, where you have an outstanding unweighted average of 98.136, all AP college and honors courses. Currently, this year, you're taking AP Calculus BC, AP Physics CM Mechanics, Electricity and Magnetism, AP Literature, AP Spanish. You took a psychology course at Yale. I'm looking at that Electricity and Magnetism course. I'd probably electrocute myself in the first couple of days of that class. Do you have a favorite class that you're taking so far this year?
I really like physics when I understand the material, which is not all the time, but I find it a very engaging class, and we have a fun class dynamic. So yeah, I like physics.
Now, Isolde is a member of the National Honor Society, the Math Honor Society, the Hispanic Honor Society. She was the English Department Student of the Year. She's been on the High Honor Roll every quarter, and a New York State Scholar Athlete just about every quarter as well. So congratulations on that. Now, I understand, Isolde, in college, you're still in the planning process. What exactly are you looking for in a college?
Yeah, I haven't committed to anything yet. I still have a lot of schools on my list, but I'm hoping to find somewhere where I can, a good academic fit where I could also pursue running, hopefully.
Now, some of the schools that you are considering are Division I, Division II schools. That's a big step up from high school competition. What do you see as the biggest adjustment that you will have to make running at Division I or Division II as opposed to high school?
I know it's like a big commitment to be a college athlete, but from the coaches and teams I've been talking to, it really seems like these schools have really great support systems for their athletes and really supportive teams and lots of academic resources and athletic resources to keep everyone on track.
Well, whichever one of these schools has you on their campus next fall, they're really going to have a great, great young woman, a student athlete. So good luck in that process. And you'll let us know, right, when you make the decision?
Yeah.
Okay, that'd be great. We're very happy to have your coach with us. This is a surprise. We have Coach Marcia Bailey. Marcia, nice to see you again. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Rich. How are you?
I'm just great. Marcia, just to refresh my memory, how long have you been coaching cross-country and track at Henhud?
Well, the cross-country I've only been doing for about 21 years, but it's 46 for track.
Gee, that's it. You're a rookie, huh?
Yeah.
Now, Marcia, on the ballot you were talking about, Isolde, you seem to emphasize her unselfishness and her willing to take on whatever task you might need. Tell us a little bit more about that.
We have a pretty good girls team, and we've had a number of league championship seasons in cross country, which is easy because everybody runs the 5K. But also in track and field. And to do that as a team, we need somebody as talented as Isolde to run in a variety of different events, maybe not put forth 100% effort, to go for a new school record or something like that, but to race after race after race to garner points for our team. And Isolde has always been willing to do that.
And I understand last year she spent a lot of time with a young boy on the team that had special needs and really, really helped him be successful. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, she's done that for the last 4 years. We're very proud to have a lot of special needs kids participate in track and field. It's a wonderful experience for them. And Isolde and some of her teammates have gone out of their way to welcome these athletes, practice with them, train with them, cheer them on during their events, and even run as a guide with them during cross-country season as needed. And it's been very heartwarming to see the bonds that these kids develop. And Isolde has been at the forefront of this in our program.
Well, Coach Marsha Bailey at Hendrick Hudson High School, once again, thanks for joining us and continued success with your program. It's always good to see you.
Thank you.
We have been, we are speaking with our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week, Isolde McManus, cross country, winter and spring track at Hendrick Hudson High School. Isolde has an amazing list of things she does when she's not in the classroom and not running. One of them is that, Isolde, you are the editor-in-chief of the school newspaper, The Anchor. And I understand you and your coworkers are trying to get the newspaper online. Tell us how that's going.
Yeah, so last spring, I've been part of The Anchor since my freshman year. And last spring when we were all, everyone was online, obviously a print newspaper wasn't really an option. So one of my friends and I thought that it would be a good idea to try to work to get The Anchor online so that students could access it, even with everything going on with the pandemic, and just as a way to talk about their interests and explore like all of the everything going on right now in our community and our world.
And how's the project coming at this point?
It's definitely a little bit harder to get it all started because we're not allowed to meet in person yet, but we've been doing it over Zoom and we're working on getting our first issue out soon.
Now, Isolde is also an accomplished musician. She's in the school orchestra, violin, first section. You've been playing since fourth grade. That must be a nice diversion from running and from the heavy class load that you have.
Yeah, no, definitely. Especially, again, in the pandemic, it's been a really nice escape from everything going on to play.
And also the guitar and a little bit of piano, correct?
Yes.
I don't know how you do it all, Isolde. I really don't. You know, if you told me that you build helicopters in your spare time, I would certainly believe you. But time management wise, how do you get everything into a 24-hour day and still get the proper rest and eat the proper meals and just take care of yourself? How do you do it?
Yeah, so I think especially when we were all in quarantine this spring, I learned a lot about time management when I had all this like new unstructured time. But I think definitely just having a good schedule, scheduling everything out at the beginning of the week works for me.
Well, it certainly has been working. Let's give your family a shout out. Your mom, Julia Waters, your dad, James McManus. Are they your biggest fans?
Yeah, they definitely supported me through it all.
Now, under normal conditions, do they kind of station themselves at strategic points along a cross-country course and cheer you on, as it were?
Yeah, my dad definitely likes to show up and cheer very loud for our team. And yeah, my mom is always checking the meet results before I get home.
And they were both athletes and still are athletes, is that correct?
Yeah, my mom played field hockey and sailed in college, and my dad was a rower, and now they both run to stay in shape.
That's great. And tell us about your brother, James. I understand he's quite an athlete.
Yeah. James plays soccer and basketball and lacrosse. He's not a runner yet, but I'm hoping to convert him eventually.
Well, if he plays soccer and lacrosse, he does a lot of running. So that probably could work. And your sister, Una, also an athlete, correct?
Yeah. She plays soccer and lacrosse too. Again, hoping to recruit her for the track team eventually, but we'll see.
Sounds like a great family, and everybody gets along most of the time?
Yeah.
Okay, we won't ask you for any family secrets, but that sounds like a great group of siblings and parents. We're starting to run out of time, Isolde. I just want to give you the opportunity to shout out to somebody that's been influential in your life so far.
Yeah, I definitely want to give a huge shout out to Coach Bales, who has been there through all the highs and lows. And it's definitely like I credit her with all of my successes and our team successes, especially at our league championships and off the track too. Always there to help the athletes with their math homework on the bus or help us with our college search process. And then also Coach Yee and Coach K for always keeping us positive and running happy. Of course, all my teammates, definitely would not have had the success I've had without them. And Mr. Baker, especially this season, and all the staff at our school for getting us back out there running and competing in a safe way.
That's just great. We have been speaking with Isolda McManus, outstanding cross-country track and spring track and fall track athlete at Hendrick Hudson High School, our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week. Isolda, it was great meeting you and speaking with you this morning. I'd like to congratulate you on all of your wonderful accomplishments in athletics, academics, in your community, and all the best going forward, my friend.
Yeah, thank you so much, and thank you for taking the time to speak with me this morning.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf. Join us again next week when we speak with another outstanding student athlete from our area. So long for now.